Adiós, Luz. ¡Ahora, güey!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
¡Ahora, güey!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talking about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner, 866-405-1717. Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. It's Saturday. It's 11 o'clock Eastern, and that means it's time to hear from the public. We're coming to you from our WatchEveryGame.com studios. It is really the best time of year for the WatchEveryGame.com box because you got NCAA hoops, you got NHL, NBA. And as Vicky always reminds us, you got the Oscar winner movies on there as well. Go to WatchEveryGame.com. I am Second Half Chaz, along with Steve on the board. This week we have Johnny D in house.
Oh, great to be here. I'm so excited about March Madness. You know, 13 mid-major conferences are starting the tournament championships, and the tournament is so great with 64 teams getting in, and got a lot of takes coming up. I'm looking at the board this year, and it's more wide open than ever before in March Madness. Usually the number one or two seeds end up in the Final Four, but I'm telling you, I'm looking at the top 15 in the country. It's wide open with a lot of money-making opportunities. I can't wait to get going.
Yeah, you know what? All you got to do, Johnny D, is hop on one of those dogs early, and you'd be getting points all the way through. You never know. It's happened with UConn. It'll happen again. We have in front of us, let's see, we got Aqueduct Sheet. We got Major League Baseball. I know that I think Nick from Arizona was asking about Major League Baseball. I've got lines in front of me. They don't have the pitchers on there, but I guess that's spring training action. We got NBA. As Johnny mentioned, still a lot of games. Next week, it'll be a lot less, but this weekend, a lot of NCAA hoops games. We got some NHL hockey. We have got the leaderboard for the Kentucky Derby preps and the regular season win totals for the M Resort Pro Football. Also, a little thing called UFC is this evening, and that actually is in Las Vegas. That's going to be one of our road trips, Johnny. There's no doubt about it. And so we've got plenty to cover over the next 60 minutes. We're going to cover as many opinions on as many games as an hour will handle, and we really want to know what the public is thinking. So give us a call, 866-405-1717. As always, callers wanted, winners preferred. Let's go out to Hector. All right, you know what? We don't have to go out to Hector, even though Hector normally is one of our first callers. He gets up like at 6:30, 6:35 to call in.
Call back, Hector. It's one of my favorite dudes who calls in.
Hector.
So we'll wait for him.
You there? All right, so we're, you know what? Let's do this. We're going to go out to Jonathan in San Antonio. Jonathan.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, you know, Hector's morning, always got some good opinions, but, you know, sometimes stuff happens. So how are you?
Doing good, man. Had a pretty solid week. Had a rough weekend. I went 2-6, I think, last Saturday. So, I had a bounce back day on Sunday and then carried it over. So I think I'm like 21-6 or something over the last 4 or 5 days.
Very good. You know, we mentioned a few times before, they do call it gambling for a reason. So listen, yeah, you know what? One thing I noticed, everybody has their little favorites. That's the word I'm going to use. That may not be the best word, but everybody has their little favorites in terms of what they like to wager on. So, you know, there's some of the guys that are only football, so we don't hear from them. But I noticed that you're not afraid to go deep into the Division III point spreads.
I think they're all Division I. They're just some smaller Division I teams. Today, actually, there's one team that I'm betting on that I haven't been able to bet on all year because the spreads really haven't been up. But it's conference tournament time, so I'm getting a nice spread for it.
What is it?
LIU Brooklyn.
There you go.
What?
Now, listen, I think we've only got 18 or 19 phone lines, so if you LIU Brooklyn people start calling in, you may get a busy signal.
Look, man, LIU Brooklyn, they're +8. They're at it's the conference tournament. They're playing versus Wagner. You know, they just got to stay close with them. They're 2-0 against the spread on the year, man. They're undefeated, 100%. So I'm going with them again to cover against Wagner. They can keep up with the offense, with the scoring. It's kind of a cool game because the tournament's actually in New York, and they're both these teams are from New York. So I think they'll hopefully get a nice little turnout.
Yeah, really. How many times in a season you can say going into March Madness that your team is perfect against the spread? It's hard to say.
That's what I'm saying.
We need to get the Beastie Boys and No Sleep Till Brooklyn going.
I am waiting on the Austin Pay spread to come up, though, versus Tennessee Martin. March Madness is definitely in the air. Austin Pay, I think, came into the first game of the conference tournament as like a double-digit dog. They won by 20 against Tennessee Tech. The next night, they go in as a five-point dog. They were down by 15 or 16 at one point. I actually took Tennessee State. They came back and won that game. Last night, they were a double-digit dog versus Belmont. They came back and won that game outright. So I'm waiting for that spread to come up. I'm expecting them to be having some points their way. So I'm probably going to ride Austin Pay, man, just ride that momentum into the game with the spread.
Yeah, I remember. I don't know how many years it's been, Johnny D, since UConn won. It's 3-4 years now, right?
Aztecs should have beat UConn. Yeah.
But the bottom line is every single game they were covering, and every single game they were winning, every single game they were getting points. And, you know, now you're not going to get Austin Pay running deep into the 64, of course. Take it when you can get it, Jonathan. Take it when you can get it.
Hey, I've got to throw something in. We've talked about this this team, IUPU Fort Wayne Mastodons.
Oh, yeah.
I looked it up. They're 20-6 against the spread this season. In the last 3 years, they're at 70% against the spread. That's IUPU Fort Wayne.
That's Mo's hometown.
I looked at that game today for the IUPU Fort Wayne game. They're playing South Dakota. It's a conference tournament game. The spread was at 6. It went down to 5. And I'm actually going to not be on that game only because the conference tournament is in South Dakota. So even though Fort Wayne is listed as the home team, South Dakota is actually at home. And I don't really trust that they'll cover the 5 or 6 today. So I'm actually going to be off.
20-6 is 20-6. You didn't play all those games at home.
Another 100 games on the board to take a peek at.
No, that's true. Yeah. All right, let's see. Let me count. Where's the sheet? I'm going to count. Go 1, 2, 3, 4 pages. It's 3.5 pages, and there's got to be 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. It's got to be 20-something pages, 20-something games on each page. There's got to be 100 games today, easy.
Yeah. No, there's a lot. There's NBA. There's also I'm going to get in on some UFC fighting tonight. There's a lot of big fights.
All right, so that's a great segue. Before we let you go, let me remind you, first of all, Jonathan, what's your Twitter handle?
It's at @JJJSports.
Then what you want to do is you go to our Facebook post this morning, and you we appreciate if you like it. That's great. And we really like it if you share it as well. But more importantly, comment and put in anything that comes up. Because as you know, guys, sometimes you're watching a game that you didn't think you had an opinion on, and at halftime, you got a team who's given 12, and they're down by 3. And on the second half, you can get them given 8, and all they got to do is win by 5. And you got 12 minutes to get your action in, so let us know, and we're there with you.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
All right, buddy.
We'll talk to you next week. All right, so let's go out to Eugene in Connecticut. Eugene, are you there? No, Eugene. Okay, let's go out to Margaret. Margaret in Connecticut, are you there? No, Margaret. Let's go to Wes. Wes, are you there?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Wes. How you doing, buddy?
Morning, Wes.
I'm talking hockey.
Okay, let's talk about last week, though. Let's talk about last week.
All right.
As you know, and Johnny, I've told you this a couple times, and we're still keeping Tommy in our thoughts, but I've mentioned it to him. It's so great that we have a radio show where it's not only do I not give picks, but I almost never have an opinion because you guys have enough to keep me busy. So last week it was the under in a hockey game, which I never have a problem with. And Mo and I have talked hockey on his BS Sports Show a lot because if you got a good goalie, Johnny, an under is an easy thing to win.
How'd that pick work out?
So here's what happens.
Okay.
I turn the game on. It's 3-on-3. I thought I had got maybe a replay of the All-Star game thing they did. It was 3-on-3, and I have the under. I'm like, this is not good. Then it was 4-on-4, 4-on-5. It was as wild a game. They must have had a poker game in the box.
And well, and at the end of those games, that empty netter, I mean, that's more deadly than that hook in a football game. I mean, the empty netter will kill you.
Oh, no doubt, especially, you know, like when you're, you know, giving them 1.5. So, but guess what? It all worked out, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
It did.
We got a push on the under, Johnny, and the Blackhawks won 3-2. Everybody was happy.
Yeah, I got two of them this week.
Hold on. I got to go through my library of sheets here to grab the sheet. And if we bump into the break, Wes, you can hold on through the commercials. We'll come back with you.
I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, so let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games. 8 or 9 games. What do you like?
This afternoon, actually, I think the puck drops at noon. I love Minnesota. Lay the 1.5. They're going against Buffalo, who's one of the worst teams in the league. And Minnesota in the past week got Zach Parise back into the lineup. He's had a couple games, and you know, I think they're going to hit the ice pretty hard today. They're back and forth with Colorado with that final playoff spot in the West. Minnesota can light it up. They can score 5 goals without even thinking about it. I think you just take Minnesota at the 1.5. They may get the 1.5 with that empty netter at the end, but I think that they're going to have that game pretty well under control.
You know, that's getting you 2-1, and it says 105, so that's for us, that's a 10 o'clock drop puck. That's early for West Coast guys.
Yeah. Well, it's a good way to start your Saturday. You get a win in the books, you know?
Awesome.
And then I'm going back to the Blackhawks. I know the team well, and it's a safe place to put money. Earlier this week, I had a couple people ask me about the Boston game, and I said, don't do it. Just don't do it. They got a lot of public appearances going on in the next couple of days. They're not going to look very good, and you know they didn't. They laid an egg, but some easy travel.
All right, so here's what we're going to do, Wes. We're going to finish with the why right after the break. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a Denver Broncos fan or a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide Nation, maybe Gramps is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a Baltimore Ravens backer. Know a member of the Ole Miss Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who is a New England Patriots fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, we're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need sixbetsagame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, sixbetsagame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how sixbetsagame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's sixbetsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
Looks like we're a two-box family.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner, 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. Steve's helping on the board with all our LIU Brooklyn alumni calling in. The phone lines are hooting, and we got Johnny D in house.
Yeah, right here with you, my friend.
All right, so our all sports format, and literally, we had them all covered. I got UFC here. The M Resort was kind enough to send us over their regular season win total for the totals for NFL next year. We've got the MLB. We've got NBA, NCAA hoops. We got the Gotham from Aqueduct. Is Batman running in the Gotham, Johnny D? Do you know?
I'm pretty sure he's in.
But
I'm pretty sure.
You want to watch them all, every single game. It's just basic cable and the WatchEveryGame.com box. That is all you need. And when you use promo code MOVIE, because as you know, Vicky likes the movies, you save $50. All right, so let's get back out to Wes, because Wes is covering the one sheet I got in front of me, and that is the NHL sheet. Now, Wes, you had mentioned there's a game and it's kicking off really early. It's a really early start for a pro game.
Yeah, it is. It's a good way to start the Saturday, but it seems pretty easy to me. Minnesota 1.5. They may get that half with an empty netter at the end, but I doubt it. I think that they're going to go up pretty good. Zach Parise is coming back into their lineup. Less than a week ago, he was injured for a minute, and Minnesota's fighting for that last playoff spot. They go back and forth between the 8 and 9 seed with Colorado. And Buffalo is just one of the worst teams in the league. And Minnesota is well-coached. And they have the ability to fire off a whole bunch of goals. Lay the 1.5, Minnesota is going to make this an easy one.
And again, as I mentioned before break, it's 2-1 underdog. So, I mean, you know, that's really close to a two-teamer.
And that's the best part about hockey betting is the winner, the favorite's usually 1.5, but it's usually a +155 or better payoff on the winner. You really can't beat it. You don't get odds like that in football or really many other sports.
Anything, exactly. And again, this is exactly why Sports Betting Weekly is what Sports Betting Weekly is. It's the public, it's you guys with your opinions coming in, and you just gave me about 3 or 4 sentences of why with names and stats, and I didn't know any of it. Not one of the things you mentioned was in my knowledge book, but it is now, and I appreciate it. So you mentioned the Hawks too, right?
Yeah, you know, like I said it last week, it kind of feels like cheating because they're my team and I know them really well. Earlier this week, I had some people ask me how they were going to do in Boston, and I said, don't touch it, and I was right there. I would never say bet against them, but you don't do that with your team, but
Hey, Wes, isn't that the same strategy that Pete Rose took?
Yeah, pretty much, but I can't be banned from hockey. You can't take my DirecTV remote.
I'm telling you right now, there's a legitimate shot you could be in the Sports Betting Weekly Hall of Fame someday.
I'll take it.
Retire his jersey.
Yeah, so tomorrow I think is another easy one. The Hawks have had a lot of roster moves. Last week I was saying, take the under. They're not really going to light it up. They're going to try and figure things out. And I think this week they figured out their power play. They beat Detroit 5-2 earlier in the week. Should have been 5-0. Corey Crawford let in some really dumb goals to give up the shutout. But I think lay the 1.5. The Hawks are going to make it easy. Coming home after a loss, it's the largest capacity crowd in hockey. And if you wanted to take the under again at 5.5, that's probably a safe place. I think the Hawks are going to win it 4-1, 4-2. Money's pretty safe on these two bets.
Yeah, I remember last year in that run, because Vic's from Chicago, the place was just electric. Oh, my goodness gracious.
And it starts with the anthem. And, some cities find it disrespectful, but every city's got their thing for the anthem. And it's just you know, it's great. It's a great place to watch hockey.
Yeah, you know, we'll have to check with Donald Trump, see how he feels about that, because he's got some opinions on a few things as well.
And everybody's got their opinions on him, too, don't they?
No doubt about it. But you know what? Bottom line is you can bet it, and that's all that matters.
Yes, we can.
All right, so one thing I want to throw out, I'm not sure about who you use or how you bet. Some places don't do this, but you can also sometimes do open parlays, which means you got to pick a team now, and then you can think about it and wait. And that Saturday-Sunday hockey thing is perfect because you can have your action Saturday morning and then sit around and wait and hit the Hawks tomorrow, and boom. Now, if you do it and you parlay the plus 200 or plus 150, now those two games is almost like a four-teamer.
Well, another great way to go by, I remember you and I texting back and forth. You know, I think there was three goals on the board in the first period last week.
My first score was 2-1. It was my first score, and I had under five.
The payoffs mid-game, when something like that happens, become extreme.
Oh, the live action is awesome, yep.
So if you go back to taking that five under, or let's say Minnesota gives up the first goal, you turn around and put money on them, you get a better pay.
Well, Saturday night, I was talking with Marvin. No, this is Saturday. So it was during the week. One of the day, whenever Golden State and Oklahoma City played, he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to sit back and watch what happens. And if they struggle to feel each other out, I'm going to hop on live action and go with the over and bingo bang.
Yep.
You know? So you can get the, like you said, you can get the in hockey, you're not going to get a point spread to move. In any sport that has a total, you can get six or seven. You know, in a football game, you can get six or seven. In a basketball game, you can get 10 or 12-point move if you wait and they start out the first quarter slow.
I don't even know what the payoff was if you took the money line on TCU at halftime of that TCU-Oregon game.
Oh, exactly.
Somebody made a lot of money doing it.
No doubt about it. All right, buddy, we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week.
Good luck. Yeah, so Johnny D, you know what? We've talked about it. I've got great memories of driving down to Caliente, getting our bets in, and coming home and at my mother-in-law's house out in Pletcher Hills. I was in the pool, and my brother was coming up to the window. He was inside with the air conditioning. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's like 1,000 degrees in El Cajon, and we got hockey action. Yeah. And hockey real is exciting.
I have an even fonder memories of driving back Sunday morning and cashing, all standing in line and cashing our winning tickets.
Yep, there's nothing better, no doubt about it. All right, anyway. So I appreciate the hockey info because, I'm lax on hockey. I'm also lax on soccer. Now, if you checked out, I think it was Twitter or Facebook, wherever we put our stuff, we put it everywhere. And again, Johnny, do you remember, what's the Twitter? At SB Weekly, right? At SB Weekly is the Twitter. We're focusing a lot on Facebook. So there were pictures from England and the big soccer match. They had a fight. And these fans were covered in blood. The mounted police had to come in. And I'm laughing because in the States, usually that's after you win a championship. You have the mounted police and rioting. In soccer, it's before the game. And that's why I love soccer. The passion is just incredible, you know? Mm. All right. So let's talk some NCAA hoops, Johnny. What do you think?
Oh, man, we've got to talk about the game of the day, the biggest rivalry in college basketball, a game which is on my bucket list. We're talking North Carolina Tar Heels at Duke Blue Devils. Latest line is North Carolina's 2.5-point favorites now. What can I say? You know, a lot of people mention all the games on the board. I just love betting on the big games. I've checked this one out. Both teams have a not-so-good against the spread record. Line's only 2.5. Duke pulled the upset a couple of weeks ago in Chapel Hill. They won by one. Duke is 15-2 at home. The Cameron Crazies will be out. The game is going to be huge. I can't wait for this 12:30 tip-off on the West Coast. I'll take Duke plus 2.5 in this big game of the day.
Well, you know, remember, Duke got knocked out earlier this year, right, from the top 25 for the first time since I think my kid was born.
Yes,
and
they did.
And they've come back with a vengeance because they've been winning and covering almost every time.
Yeah, should be a hell of a game today.
Yeah, and while we're on NCAA hoops, I got to give you a shout out because last week you gave me Villanova and Virginia on the show, right?
Yeah, there were a couple others too.
But those were W's. And then what happened is they came back midweek Villanova didn't cover for the game. They were giving, I think, somebody 22 and a half. But they did cover for the first half, and that coupled with the UVA's covering of the first half helped the balance, so we appreciate it very much.
No problem. I have a couple other games for later in the show.
No. Go. You know what? We're gonna be hitting a break here, so go for it. Because I got the NCAA Division I schedule in front of me for Saturday, March 5th, 2016.
All right, well, here's another big game today out on the West Coast. Oregon Ducks at USC Trojans. The Ducks are one-point favorites. The Trojans have had the best season they've had in a long time. They're 20-10. However, they are 5-5 in their last 10 games, the Trojans. But over to the Ducks, they're 24-6, 8-2 in the last 10. Ducks win the Pac-12 conference championship with a win today. I like the Oregon Ducks to beat the Trojans tonight.
Yeah, they... They were the last, I think last week, they were the last game of the week and Saturday night. I forget whoever they were playing. I don't remember, but they kind of played with them in the first half. So they're a team that I've seen now. I'm not going to put money on them early. And that's the beauty of the tournament is, you know, you get a game Thursday, you get a game Saturday. Boom, they come back if they win. They come back if they win. And they do that for 2 or 3 weeks in a row. And if everything goes well, we'll be up in Anaheim. I may be in the garage that weekend, and we'll talk about that after the break. And guess what? After the break, we're going to have our UFC expert in there. Billy V is going to join us. He has done such a great job of filling us in. It's kind of like with Wes, Johnny D, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to do some spinning wheel kicks all the way through the break.
Yeah, you and I, we can talk with anybody about anything, but we're not going to be as knowledgeable about hockey as Wes is, and we sure aren't going to be as knowledgeable about UFC as Billy is. And it's in Las Vegas, so it's going to be a later in the day. It's not one of those 12 o'clock starts in Ireland. So we're really looking forward to having Billy Vickers join us. And if you've listened to him before, you know he is not afraid about throwing a dog out there. So I'll take dogs all day long. Wes has given us a couple dogs with hockey. I think we got some dogs from Jonathan. We may need to get Steve to get us some barking dog audios. But when you come back, we got Billy V and UFC. It's Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. As always, it's where the public gives us as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle. I'm Second Half Chaz, along with Johnny D in house.
Yeah, right here with you, my friend.
We are excited. We've already had some great callers from hockey to NCAA hoops to UFC. We're going to be talking a little bit of everything. But first, I want to get out to Jim from San Diego because it looks like we've got some more NCAA Division I schedule hoops on the board.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Chaz.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Jim.
I'm living the dream here.
Life's good. Well, you know what? Anytime on the board it says name, location, comments, anytime it says San Diego, you're not going to complain about anything.
Generally not. We rhyme when it gets, you know, below 70 and above 90.
Yeah, exactly. We're in the wheelhouse, 70 to 90. All right, so we talked to – listen, we had Jonathan throughout the LIU Brooklyn. He's waiting for a line in Austin Pay. Those are both dogs. Johnny likes Duke and Oregon. What are you thinking this weekend?
Well, today I like Seton Hall given 8.5 over at DePaul, even though DePaul covered the last four against Seton Hall. DePaul is 1-9 against the line in day games, and Seton Hall probably has a little more motivation factor, wanting a little higher seed in the NCAA tournament. So I'm seeing the Hall coming in there and playing well today. Secondly, my Buckeyes are probably going to go get clocked at Michigan State, as much as I hate to see this happen. Buckeyes are mediocre away, and they tend to mail it in that second half when they're down. So I'm seeing, and Michigan State, conversely, you know, lays it on thick.
Did you see,
so.
Jim, did you see, or I'm not sure even Johnny, did you see what Michigan State did in the second half this week?
No.
They were winning by 2 over somebody they were given 22 at halftime. And they scored like 39 points in the second half, and they won by 30. They were winning by 2 at halftime, given 20-something. That's pretty close to tearing up a ticket.
Yeah, well, Izzo is like Steve Spurrier in
No, they're not afraid. You're absolutely right. They're not putting a lot of teams this week. You're seeing the seniors come in. You know, walk-ons are getting some playing time. Team managers are dressing. And don't get me wrong, college sports is that's what it's all about. It really is. It's not easy, as you know, to go to a school and graduate. Most, you know, like three quarters of people that start at a school and this year will not graduate in 4 years. But those guys are doing it, but it does sometimes impact the against the spread line, which of course those coaches don't care about. But the Spurriers of the old and Izzo, it seems like sometimes they know what the line is.
Mm-hmm.
On that game, what is the line? Do you know?
14.
Yep. So you got we got a couple favorites out of you. Normally we're coming with dogs, but we appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
All right, buddy. Hey, Johnny D, we're going to be getting some UFC talking.
I can't wait to get Billy V on the line. But, yeah, Conor McGregor, big favorite over Nate Diaz tonight. McGregor's 19-2 in MMA. He's the last guy on the planet Earth I'd ever want to run into in a dark alley. I mean, he's all about punches, knees, spinning, back kicks, side kicks, jumping switch kicks, front hook kicks, and wheel kicks, and those are just a few I remember off the top of my head. So, anyway, let's hear what Billy's got.
Well, yeah, you know what? We've known Billy a long, long time. We've spent a lot of time at sports bars watching UFC with him, but we still have I don't really have a bucket list, but some things are starting to come onto my bucket list, and I'm telling you right now, because Sloppy last week mentioned being in Vegas for a fight.
Yes, he did.
But I'm telling you right now, I'm thinking one of those buses that we're going to fill up on our Sports Betting Weekly Junkets to Vegas has got to be for a night that there's UFC. I don't need to be at an event. I personally would rather be in a sports book, I think. But I'm assuming, Billy V, you'll find time to make that schedule available, huh?
Are you with me?
Yeah, I said when we get on the bus and we head out to Vegas to watch our first UFC in a sports book, I'm hoping you're going to be available that weekend.
Dude, I cannot wait for this. It's going to be a riot.
Tell me tonight. It's Las Vegas, so it's a later start, right? Starts with 3:30 our time, 6:30 East Coast.
And that's, right, the main event doesn't start until 10 o'clock Eastern.
Right, so that's but like the, no, I'm talking about here. The very first fight is at 6:30, so that's right. The undercard. But and they go until the last fight, which is you know midnight our time, 9 o'clock. So you literally get 6 hours of UFC.
It's going to be awesome. I was looking forward to the fight against Dos Anjos, but this fight against Nate Diaz has turned out to be quite a spectacle.
Well, I saw your Twitter. Now, what's your Twitter handle again?
Bill VP Fast.
Yeah, I saw you had some comments about some quotes that he made, and you were waiting to see what he said. What was your logic? The more junk, the quicker you go down?
Yeah, I said the more trash that Nate Diaz chooses to talk to McGregor, the more motivated McGregor is going to be to get in there and kick his butt. Now, McGregor has already said, I'm going to knock him out in the first round. Now, McGregor has dispatched with a variety of opponents on his way up to the top. But now he's jumped up 25 pounds in weight class, as we saw Sage Northcutt do just a couple of weeks ago. Of course, he was fighting with strep throat, and no one knew it. But if Conor McGregor, if he doesn't have any injuries, this fight could be over just as quickly. You know, and the under is there for us. You know, the under is 1.5. So bet the under and cash a plus 180.
No. I don't know where you got your stats, but this is a 5-round fight, right?
Right.
Yeah, I got it at 2.5.
Oh, I'm on a different book.
It's possible. AG. What was your line? My line was 2.5 minus 210.
I'm on Sportsbook AG,
right?
And it's under 1.5 at plus 180.
Yeah. So. See, that's Billy. That's no different than when you're online or you're going to sports books in Vegas. You got to bounce around because every house is going to have a different line. But if you like it early, there's a big difference between plus 180 and minus 210.
Okay, well, by that logic, what do you have for the Misha Tate-Holly Holm fight, which is our other co-main event?
Hey, while you're looking that up, I got to say I agree with Billy. I think McGregor's too fast. This could be like one of those old Mike Tyson fights. Boom.
Yep. No, there's no doubt about it. Let's see.
One of my moods. I said that Connor strikes like a cobra on methamphetamine.
Wattman really liked that. Did you notice that? I saw Wattman's comment on.
Cobra bit my eye.
He said it was the. You should have trademarked that and got some t-shirts made. You know anybody that does any printing, Billy?
We'll find somebody out there, won't we?
All right, so Tate Holm, it's an 11:30 fight, so that's a fight before. It's also got it at 2.5. Is that a 5-round or a 3-round?
2.5. It's a 5-round fight, and it's plus 180 for the under. And I think Holly Holm is not going to waste any time with Misha Tate. Misha Tate's like a little bulldog. She's going to get in there and try and rush her. She saw what happened to Ronda Rousey. Her game plan is going to be to get in there, get in close, get Holly on the ground. Holly has reach that is not going to allow this to happen, and I just don't see Misha winning this fight, which is why she's not favored very.
Yeah, and why, and know, Holly's minus so heavily. Yeah, Holly Holm's minus 320. So you know that again, it's not incredibly high, but it's talking Randy Johnson in his prime, Johnny D. Right? That was he was always like minus 370. You know,
yeah.
You know, he was throwing BBs.
Surprised. I'm kind of surprised that these dogs are what they are. You know, I thought they would have made it a little tougher.
Yeah, and again,
like easy tickets.
No, and don't get me wrong, Billy. Somewhere, someone who is the UFC expert for the casinos in Vegas sets the line and then makes a decision based on what that line is, and then the public runs with it from there. So that's why they'll usually show you an opening line and where it is currently, and sometimes it does move. And they could do things like you said. They can move it from 2.5 to 1.5. Rather than move the points or the odds, they'll move the number.
You know better than me. You're the expert.
Yeah.
There's one other fight I like tonight as far as underdog goes, and that's the Tommy Lawler-Corey Anderson fight. You can never count out Tommy Lawler. He's a pretty good fighter. He's not favored. Corey Anderson is the favorite in this one. And incidentally, the under on this one is also plus 180. And I like the under on this fight. These are two couple great guys. I don't think they're going to get in there and spar for 3 rounds. I don't think that's going to happen with this fight.
The other thing about if you were talking about the Holly Holm fight, if you like Holly Holm and you like the under, a lot of sites won't let you parlay those. But they will let you parlay those unders all the way through. So what happens is then you're sitting there, Billy, with the ability to have a situation where you can take a minus 185 and a minus 175 and a minus 165 or a plus 165, whatever you got for your three numbers. But when you put them together in a parlay, they all three got to win. But if they do, it gets you a little bit more bang for your buck. Plus, what I like is it gets you excited because every fight that you get through. Now, the first one is the Lawler fight starts at 7:40 our time, 10:40 East Coast. So that means you're going to have an hour and a half of action with the three fights you gave us if they continue to win. And you can't get much more. An hour and a half is pretty cool. I mean, think if you sit down at a blackjack table, you could last a minute and a half. Johnny D.
That brings back memories. Thanks.
We went to a casino once, Billy, and I was just there for the day, but Johnny was in town for a convention, so I stopped in to see him, and we went to the blackjack table to get a couple free drinks. We each spent $40 on our free rum and coke.
Yeah, we smacked him around a couple other times. Though.
No. We
saved those stories for another show.
We've had some good nights, so that's what I tell people: don't afraid to go to the bar in Vegas and buy a drink, especially when you're tight on cash because you think you're getting a free drink, but sometimes you're not. All right, Billy, looking forward to it. We'll keep in touch tonight. We'll follow you on Twitter one more time. Your Twitter handle:
Bill VP
FAST. We'll talk to you next time.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, Johnny, you know what? In my house, it's tough because with the Watch Every Game box, I get every UFC fight. But it's tough because Vicky just doesn't like the blood. So I'm trying to get her turned into soccer. And then you saw the soccer fans were all bloody. So we'll talk more bloody when you get back at Sports Betting Weekly.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need SixBetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, SixBetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how SixBetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's SixBetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
At ChampionshipFootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a Denver Broncos fan or a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide Nation. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a Baltimore Ravens backer. Know a member of the Ole Miss Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who is a New England Patriots fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, we're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. During the break, Johnny D and I were talking about the only way to win big is you got to bet big, but there's other ways to celebrate success as well. One of them is championshipfootballs.com. This is Sports Betting Weekly. I'm Second Half Chaz with Johnny D in the house.
Great to be here.
It is all Alabama and Broncos on the championshipfootballs.com Facebook page, but you need to have a disclaimer. Watch out for the language, because golly gee, some of those haters out there are not afraid to put it on the internet and write it. It's like, golly gee, there's kids out there. But anyway, so you got to check out championshipfootballs.com. Also, the Autograph Footballs, they've got a promo code for radio. Type in radio when you buy an Autograph Football. You instantly save $50 on the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Remember, it isn't you had a pretty good season, footballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. All right, so Johnny D, let's talk a little bit about what Billy said with UFC.
Well, you know, I'm more focused on Conor McGregor. He's a big minus 440 favorite over Nate Diaz. I just think McGregor's too fast, and I really do. I see another quick, like Mike Tyson old kind of fight. But
Yeah, and again, remember, guys, if you're picking us up live on ESPN 1700 or you're on the podcast live, you got to go back and click it back to the beginning of the show. We've got Jonathan called in with some dogs and NCAA hoops. We had Wes give us some really great hockey advice. We've had a little bit of everything, but Billy did cover three different fights. They all, I think the earliest one starts at 10:40 Eastern time, so you got plenty of time to go to sportsbettingweeklylive.com after the show, listen to the podcast. Real quick, before we go anywhere, we've got some callers that weren't able to call in, but they did go online, and you always can go to Facebook. We've got usually a daily post. Put on your thoughts, your comments, as we like to call them, your opinions. And we've got one for the Gotham. Now, Johnny, I don't know if you remember last week, but Ziggy gave us the winner in the race last week. And I think that was the eighth of the, we didn't cover the first two or three prep races. And now they all count. Now they're legitimate prep races. Up to that point, some of them weren't as many points in the Derby trails. But what happened was Ziggy gave us another winner. I think it was the seventh or eighth straight Kentucky Derby prep race where the public on Sports Betting Weekly has given out the winner. I'm sorry. Seven or eight in a row. No doubt. Hold on. You know, I may even stand up. Steve, can I get this audience microphone? Yeah, I'm going to do a standing ovation. Hey, so here's what happened. Joe from Connecticut was giving us some of those winners. In the Gotham, there are eight horses. It is post time 4:50 Eastern, which would be then 1:50 our time. It's a $400,000 race. It is, I think, a mile and an eighth. Don't quote me on that because it doesn't say it here. But there are eight horses. The big favorite is 7-2 is Sunny Ridge. Oh, 3-1 is Shagaff. I'm pronouncing it right. But, and you know, if Tommy was here, he knows the trainers and the jockeys and the jockeys' brother-in-laws and stuff. I go by the numbers.
Yes, he does.
So number six. That's what Joe from Connecticut says. Number six, Conquest Big E. I think he said on his Facebook post on the show's page, don't be surprised if he upsets him at 6-1. And again, at 6-1, that would make him 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth or sixth choice in an eight horse field. So he might get up to 10 or 12-1. Who knows? We'll see. But you know what? Mo Power's running in that race. And you know what? Mo Tom was one of our horses. I would imagine Mo Power is probably related to Mo Tom. There's not a lot of horses anymore. They tend to inbreed them pretty good. So, but so you know what? If I had to go right now with a hunch bet, I'd hop on Mo Power and I'd go with a 5-6 exacta. So we'll see what happens. All right, so we're going to get back to some more college basketball. We were talking about the Aztecs during the break, Johnny, and their big win after coming back off that loss. We're getting to the time of year where if you can get into the tournament, a loss doesn't hurt you. But for some of these teams in these next few weeks or next week, they got to win that conference to get in.
Oh, yeah, there are teams on the bubble. But this tournament is so great. I know there are many guys that feel the same way I do. I just get consumed by it. I can't stop thinking about it once March Madness rolls around. And, yeah, the Aztecs' RPI is down a little. They had a couple of bad losses on their resume. But that big win over New Mexico, the Pit, won by 27.
Yep.
Well, they came storming back. But I've got one more game I wanted to.
Well, let's get back out to Hector. We lost him earlier in the show. Then he said he was going to go to the gym and catch us after he did some squats. What are you doing, Hector?
Morning. Hey, Hector. Sorry about that, guys. I think Donald Trump's not liking my Facebook post.
All right.
I don't know if you guys talked about it. I heard you guys talking just now about SDSU. Did you guys talk about Duke versus North Carolina yet?
Yeah, Johnny had an opinion on it earlier. What do you got?
Well, you know, I'm kind of tossed with it because Duke kind of screwed me over last week. But I think I did some research, and Duke's won their last four matchups. And I think they've won like 11 out of the last 14 against North Carolina. So I think it's not do or die for North Carolina. But I think, you know, pretty much if they want to go in with any momentum into the postseason, into the tournament, I think they got to win this one. I'm taking them -1 on the road. What do you guys think?
Yeah, so Johnny, you had some opinions, right?
Yeah, I think the line's up to 2.5 now. I like Duke. They're 15-2 at home, and they beat them a couple of weeks ago. The Cameron crazies will be out, and so anyway, we can agree to disagree, Hector. But should be one hell of a game either way.
Yeah, and you know, Hector, one of the things that I love about the difference between sports betting in 2016 and sports betting in 1978 when I basically was a kid is that ability to have first half, second half lines because we didn't have those growing up. So now you can have a game where you can sit around and even Wes was talking about with live action where you can sit around and see what happens in the first, you know, what there's no quarters, but say in the first 10 minutes of a college basketball game and then bada boom, bada bing, it makes your choice a lot easier because if you like North Carolina and they're down by 10, you can get them getting points. And if you like Duke and they're up by 3, you know what? You go at a hedge and middle yourself. There's nothing wrong with middle in a game.
This game is so close between these two teams that it might go like quadruple overtime. But anyway, let me know when you guys are going to Vegas. I'm ready to go see Johnny V. Naked.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Remember what we've talked about, and Hector, you've been at a couple of our live shows with us. What we found out in talking to total strangers at the sports bars that we've gone to, whether it was the Bullpen or Blush or the Fox Sports Grill, is you know that whole marketing campaign about what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? It isn't really true. These guys are telling stories and they're naming names.
Exactly.
So you know what? When you get on the bus, I've been on some pretty good trips on buses. When we get on the bus, there's going to be two buckets. There's going to be a bucket full of ice and ice cold cans of beer and another bucket for you to put your phone in. Because you know what? No videos.
Yeah, it's like a line from a movie, The Hangover. Everything stays in Vegas except herpes.
Yeah, there you go, baby. All right, Hector, we'll talk to you next week.
Good call, Hector.
All right, Johnny D.
Yeah. I got one more game. How about a nightcap? Okay, it's almost 9 o'clock tip off of a bunch of games in a few minutes. But let's go back tonight to 9 o'clock on the West Coast tonight. A big West Conference title game. If you need one more bet tonight before you go to sleep, the 9 o'clock tip off tonight. Portland at Gonzaga. Bulldogs.
Hold on. That says that's in the Orleans Arena.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, so technically we could still get there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, baby.
I don't think it matters. Zags or the Bulldogs are 15.5-point favorites. They're 23-7 on the year, 8-2 in the last 10. Over to Portland, 3-7 in the last 10. They've only won 3 games on the road all year. They're not going to win a fourth. This is the game to hit first half, halftime, and second half, Chaz.
There you go. What do you got? What's the line showing now?
15.5 is what I got. Gonzaga.
Man. You know what, though? Gonzaga, they've had some pretty good runs in the tournament. They're not afraid to win late when it counts. And that's the difference with some of these teams at the top of their conference, Johnny D, and some of the teams at the bottom. The difference is some know how to win and some don't. They haven't figured it out yet, you know?
Yeah, they're amazing, but they have no easy path to the championship in the next round. We'll talk about that another time.
No doubt. So let's see here what we've got. We covered some Aqueduct, the Gotham Stakes, our Kentucky Derby prep races. We didn't talk about the results from the Oscars, but there were some second choices there to one. There was some upsets. There were a lot of favorites won, though. We actually watched it. It wasn't bad. I've watched it a few years that it was pretty bad. And last year it wasn't, or this week it wasn't that bad. We got some NHL. We got a couple nice ones from Wes, our hockey expert. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, we didn't talk any MLB. So I pulled the MLB line, Johnny. They don't have pitchers. They don't show pitchers for spring training. I've never bet spring training.
Yeah, I highly recommend nobody bet spring training games. But I did do a little research on updated odds for listeners. I think the San Diego Padres are 50-1. The Dodgers are down to 9-1. This is to win the National League. And the Giants at 11-2. So that's a little information for you.
And again, you know, we're going to be starting talking baseball a lot more, and I know we've got some fans that are big-time baseball fans. You know, all these other sports are so different. You know, think football, 16 games a year. Basketball, 80. I don't even know how many hockey has. How many games does hockey have? You know, I don't know. Hey, Wes, do me a favor. If you're listening still, go on the Facebook page or at SB Weekly on Twitter and let us know how many hockey games there are.
I do know that Golden State's 50 games over 500. They're 55-5 on the season.
All right, Johnny, we got 20 seconds. Any thoughts?
Just want to throw out my hoops picks today. I like Duke, Oregon, Gonzaga, and one game I didn't mention, Michigan State.
Yeah, my big four for today. That's Jim likes Michigan State, too. As always, I don't have any opinions, but I want you to always be cashing. You were listening to Sports Betting Weekly.